This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, good. All right, yallah, bismillah. Let's start again. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. I'm just trying to, again, Facebook connection is very bad. Well, I just restarted it and see how it goes now, right? I just restarted the connection on Facebook. And alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Alright, so let's go back, inshallah ta'ala, to the story of the cow and Musa. Because today, inshallah, we would like to finish the story of Musa alayhi salam. I hope we would like to finish the story of Musa alayhi salam. Maghrib is only in about half an hour, so we need to finish this before Maghrib, inshallah ta'ala. Right? We need to finish this before Maghrib. Tayyib. So, the father died. The father of that son died. And, you know, but before he died, like I said, he gave a wasiyah to his son not to sell the cow. The only thing he left them was that cow. And the cow, remember, was very special cow. It had some really, you know, special characteristics. You know, the cow had a very special characteristics. As I mentioned, people came and wanted to buy the cow, subhanAllah, from the boy. They became so poor, so much so that a man came and asked for 10,000. He says, we'll give you 10,000 dirhams. Just give us the cow. And the boy, you know, refused. He says, even if you were to give me its weight in gold, I will not give it to you. Even if you were to give me the weight of that cow in gold, I would not sell you the cow. Because my father gave me that wasiyah, don't sell the cow. SubhanAllah, you know, sisters, this is, and brothers, many lessons. One of the lessons here is that sometimes you go through difficult moments, and then you have certain temptations, and these temptations, they often come during, you know, tough moments. A temptation to do this, a temptation to do that, and it could be halal temptation as well, right? But subhanAllah, you know, here this boy was going through that. Sometimes you lose your job. I'll give you an example. You lose your job and you're going through a really hard time. You know, you have expenses to pay, you have rent, you have this, you have that, and the only job you found was in a bank, dealing with mortgages and dealing with usury, and or in a store that sells alcohol. Or in a restaurant where you have to serve, alcohol, right? And you say, well, I need money, I have to pay, or I'm a single mom, I'm a single dad, and this and that, you know, I need to pay expenses, and the only job that I could find was this, subhanAllah. And these problems, they tend to happen when you're really going down the drain, when you really are collapsing, subhanAllah, test from Allah, a trial. A trial doesn't come to you when you're just sitting happy. No, the trial comes to you when you're really like down, and then one after another, you know, you're sinking and sinking and sinking, and then comes in, you know, something on the way that, you know, look, a job or money or something or whatever. But inside of you, your consciousness tells you it is not halal. It is not halal. I don't want it, you know. So here it is halal. The father says, don't sell the cow. Some people are coming and giving them money. You know, like, you know, the guy says, I'll give you 10,000 dirhams. And that money, the 10,000 at the time was like, you know, was a fortune. Yet the boy, although they're going through so many difficulties, he refused to sell the cow. He says, no, because my father said not to sell the cow. But look what is happening, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is orchestrating this, because at some point, something will happen to Bani Israel, and they will look for a cow, and the cow that they needed was, you know, belonged to that kid. And Musa will be there with them. You know? So yes, you go into difficulties. They come into you. They're offering you, you know, sell me your cow, sell me your car. I need your car. I need this. And I'll give you good money. But your father said, don't sell that cow. Don't sell that car. Don't sell that house. Keep it. Right? So it's all of everything has been orchestrated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the boy has grown, and in the tribe next to them, in the qabila next to them, you know, was living another young man whose father died. And he had an uncle, and his uncle was pretty rich. His uncle was really rich. And his uncle had a daughter. So if he was to marry his cousin, he will inherit everything from her, and he will become very rich. But his uncle would not want him to marry his cousin, and his uncle would not want to give him money. Why? Because the uncle knew that his nephew was not good. He is astray. So he would not give him too much money. He would just give him whatever he needs, little, and he wouldn't want him to marry his cousin. So the boy went to his uncle and he said, I want to start business with the tribe next to us, you know, tribe A, you know, I wanted to start business with them. But they have refused to, you know, to do a transaction with me because I'm still young. Why don't you come with me? Because you're my uncle, maybe you can act like my sponsor. If they were to see you, you know, you're well respected. You're well respected. And they would want to start business with me. I can start business. I'm good. Alhamdulillah. I know this transact. I know this field, and I can really do it successfully. But because there's lack of trust, I'm young according to them. If you were to come with me, they see you, they will trust you, and they will, you know, eventually trust me, and then we will do this transaction and then start business with them. The uncle said, sure, I'll do it. You know, it's something to help you. Of course, I'll do it. Just so you can do your own business and start. Of course, I would support you. So on the way to the other tribe, the nephew killed his uncle. The nephew killed his uncle. And the uncle was killed now between the two tribes. Between tribe A, where the uncle lives, and tribe B, the other tribe where the kid wanted to do business. So each tribe, like I mentioned, there were 12. Each had their own sabbat, their own leader. So now became a big argument, a big crawl, big fight between the two tribes. You killed, you know, they were accusing each other, you know, of killing the, you know, that uncle or killing that man. Each tribe was accusing the other of killing that man. So they said, okay, you know what? Why don't we go to Musa? Musa is a prophet. He will solve this problem for us. Let's go to Musa. They went to Musa. Musa, we have this problem. Can you please help us out? Because there's a man who's dead. So we have a crime here. There's a scene. We have a crime. And that man is, you know, is dead in between the two. We don't know who killed him. You know, each qabila is accusing the other for killing that man. So you're a prophet, or Musa. Can you please... be the judge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel, and Jibreel revealed to Musa, Allah azza wa jal has told you, tell them to slaughter a cow. As simple as that. Listen to the story. The story has so many hikam, has so many, you know, wisdom in it. Allah has told them to slaughter any cow. Then comes the quote-unquote not smartness of Banu Israel. They were not smart. They were just lazy and they were just troublemakers. A cow? What do you mean a cow? Allah told you to slaughter a cow. To slaughter a cow. Why a cow anyways? What does the cow have to do with the crime? Somebody is dead and Allah is telling us to slaughter a cow. قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا وإذ قتلتم نفسا فادارأتم فيها والله مخرج ما كنتم تكتمون فقلنا اضربوه ببعضها. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this story right here in Surah Al-Baqarah. First one, they said, أتتخذنا هزوا, are you fooling us? Are you ridiculing us? We're telling you to help us solve this crime and you're telling us to slaughter a cow? Are you fooling us? This is ridiculous. What are you ridiculing us? Allah told you to slaughter a cow. Go slaughter a cow. Sisters and brothers, why a cow? Those of you on Instagram and those of you on Facebook, why a cow? Do you have any idea, those of you on Instagram, those of you on Facebook, why particularly a cow? Why not an elephant? Why not a lion? Why not a camel? Why not a donkey? Why not a mule? Why a cow? Inna Allah yamurukum an tadhbahu baqara. Why? Anybody, sisters and brothers? Are you hearing me, guys, brothers and sisters, those of you on Facebook and Instagram? Why particularly a cow? Anyone knows the answer? Can you talk to me, guys? Hello? Are you guys there? Where's everyone? Story connected to the boy with the cow. Yeah, it is connected by why Allah is telling them to slaughter a cow. Why particularly a cow? Yes, the story connected to the boy with the cow. Eventually they will go and buy that cow. By why the cow? Because of the boy? Because of the boy who was obedient and, you know, to his father? So he can make really, really, really lots of money? Or because of something else? It was actually because of something else as well. In their heart, remember what they did before, sisters and brothers, when, you know, with the Samiri, when they made that calf and they wanted to worship that calf, that cow, kind of, you know, the calf, the baby cow, right? They wanted to worship. So here we go into slaughter a cow. To slaughter the cow. Not too long ago, you made a cow as an idol, right? And you wanted to worship that cow. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, go and slaughter the cow. Slaughter a cow, right? A cow. So initially it was just slaughter any cow. Banu Israel had a sickness. Banu Israel, they really had a sickness. It's a heart sickness. It's a sickness in the aqidah, in the creed. Despite all the evidence, despite all the miracles they have seen, they kept on arguing. They kept on arguing. They kept on disbelieving. They kept on denying. So here comes, you know, the order to go and slaughter a cow. أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا, are you ridiculing us? No, I'm not ridiculing you. Just go and slaughter this cow. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you know, your hearts have become so harsh, harsher, harder than rock, qaswa, qaswa min al-hijara, yani more harder and harsher than you know, than al-hijara, than rocks. Their hearts are so rough, more rough than, subhanAllah, than rocks. So now they started asking questions. Okay, you want a cow? What kind of cow?
لا فارض ولا بكر عوان بين ذلك فافعلوا ما تؤمرون.
It is a cow that's neither too old nor too young. Do as you were told. They're asking questions. The more questions they ask, the harder Allah is making it for them. If they were just to go and get any cow and slaughter it, the problem would have been solved. But they kept on asking questions. قالوا, they said, ادعوا لنا ربك يبين لنا ما لونها. Call your Lord to tell us what, you know, what color does she have? What color? Just any cow, I told you. But now you're asking for a color. Okay, then you have to ask for this particular. You have to find a cow with this particular color. What particular color? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَاءٌ فَاقِعٌ لَوْنُهَا تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ. Call upon your Lord to tell us about, you know, to tell us what cow, what color. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, it is a cow that's safra, very bright, beautiful color. It has a very bright, beautiful color, you know, very solid color. Faqi'un lawnuha, faqi', solid color, and bright, yellowish color. There's so many brown colors, there's so many black, there's so many white. No, this one is actually yellowish, bright, beautiful color. They said again, ud'u lana rabbak, call your Lord. They don't say our Lord, they say your Lord. Ud'u lana rabbak, call your Lord, or Musa, call your Lord. There's so many yellowish cow, you know, color, yellowish cows. Can you ask your Lord to tell us again, to give us some more descriptions? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps saying, إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا ذلول تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة لا شية فيها فافعلوا ما تؤمرون. A cow that's neither trained nor till to till the soil nor water nor field sounds يعني except bright color. It is very particular cow. It is not trained. Don't see her in the field to till the soil. يعني it's not being used, you know, in the harth. It's not being used in the for farming. It's not being used for watering. It's only it just lives in the farm and eats, and it has this beautiful color, and it is neither too old nor too young. All these descriptions. Go and find this cow. And they kept going around finding this cow. Now it's making, you know, Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it so difficult for them. Initially it was hard, you know, it was really easy. But now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very, very, you know, difficult for them. So eventually, my brothers and sisters, they found the cow. Exactly with the same description that Musa has given them. Whose cow was it? It was actually the cow that belonged to that boy. It was the cow that belonged to that boy. So they kept on negotiating with the boy. Musa has sent us and we need your cow. And the boy did not want to sell the cow. So they kept on offering money, more money. In some narrations, they said that they sold the cow, or he sold them the cow for 10 times its weight in gold. They could have gotten any cow, any cheap one, but because they kept on asking so many questions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so hard for them that cow eventually was sold, yes, but with 10 times its weight in gold. So he sold the cow. After they sold the cow, then Musa told them, slaughter the cow. After they slaughtered the cow, Musa told them, take a bone from that cow. A bone, just a bone. So they took a bone from that cow, and subhanAllah, another miracle from before their eyes. Strike the dead man with that bone. They went and they stroked that dead man with the bone. The dead man awoke. He awoke. From being dead, he awoke, turned, he looked at his nephew, and he says, he is the one who killed me. And he pointed towards him. He says, he is the one who killed me. And then he died again. The story of the cow. After they slaughtered the cow, they took a bone from that cow. They stroked the dead man. The dead man awoke and told them, when he pointed to his nephew, he says, that's the man who killed me. The boy who killed me, my nephew. And he died again. But that was the end. Well, yeah, that was the end. What happened? At the end, in fact, you know, the sharia of Musa alayhi salam was al-aynu bil-ayni wa sinnu bil-sin, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. This was the sharia of Musa alayhi salam at the time. Eye for eye and tooth for tooth. Soul for soul. So they had to kill that, you know, nephew who killed his uncle. As I mentioned, brothers and sisters, Musa, he suffered. Really, he struggled a lot with Banu Israel. But another miracle before their eyes, a man who's dead, awoke. He told them, this is the man who killed me. And he went back and he died again. A miracle. A miracle before their eyes. But still, subhanAllah, they
their hearts again. They had a problem with the aqidah. Their hearts, very, very, you know, stubborn people. Some people still did not choose to believe. Some people had doubts. Some people kept on, you know, being stubborn and whatnot. So at any ways, my brothers and sisters, Musa lived. He had to live with them until he reached. There was a discrepancy in terms of how old was Musa before he died. Where exactly did he die? We don't know. But he was buried in a mount east of near this mount Nemo. It's called near east of the Dead Sea. He was buried there. But before he was buried or before he died, Musa alayhi salam, it's been reported he went and he performed Hajj. He went, you know, to Mecca and he did Tawaf and he performed Hajj, just like all the other prophets before he died alayhi salam. Harun actually died before Musa. And Harun, you know, was buried also in the Mount of Hur, the Mount of Sinai. And then in some narration, Harun died first and then Musa died next. You know, there were certain narrations. But Musa, alayhi salam, like I said, he went through a lot. He struggled a lot. He suffered a lot, but he also was really, really, you know, an icon for patience. An icon for patience. You know, he had to go through, you know, yes, he persevered a lot, persevered when he was going through, you know, with Fir'aun, before Fir'aun, when he was living in the palace, when he went to Jordan, when he came back to Egypt, now with Bani Israel, he struggled, he suffered, you know, alayhi salam. But he lived with them until they said maybe he was, you know, late, you know, in his age when he died, around, you know, late 70s, 80s, wallahu a'lam, you know, when he died. Is there any exact location where he died? We do not know, although there's some narrations, you know, like he said, he died, you know, near the Dead Sea, you know, there in the Jordan area. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Brothers and sisters, who came after Musa when Musa died? What happened to Bani Israel after Musa died? Was that the end? Khalas, Bani Israel, were they gonna, you know, are they gonna remain, you know, in the Tawheed, or are they gonna go astray again? Would Allah Azza wa Jalla send them another prophet? How many prophets? Was it another prophet? You know, what happened to that boy, by the way? What happened to that boy who went with Musa and walked with him, you know, when they went to meet Al-Khidr, you know, that boy, Yusha ibn Nun. Whatever happened to him, because he apparently was also another prophet, what happened to him, you know, that boy? What's going to happen to Bani Israel after they die? You know, is Isa going to come next? Or is there somebody else that's going to come before Isa? Of course, there's Sulaiman and there's Dawood, but who's going to come before Sulaiman and Dawood? Is somebody else? Because Bani Israel, they had serious problem with the iman, but Allah Azza wa Jalla will keep on sending them prophet after prophet after prophet after prophet. So what's going to happen to them? We will talk about that tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Another prophet that will be sent again to Bani Israel, to Qom Bani Israel, after the death of Musa alayhi salam. Who that prophet is, we will find out tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. We will talk about it bi-idhnillah, same time, same place, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook and Instagram. Jazakumullah khair, sisters and brothers. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. It's almost Maghrib time here in Toronto. Barakallahu fikum. Riyad Warzazi saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. All right? See you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.